Hi, everyone. Welcome to World Baseball Today on Radio Miami International. I'm Bruce Baskin. Every week at this time, we bring you the latest top stories on Major League Baseball with exclusive shortwave radio coverage of the American League's Tampa Bay Rays and Miami's own Florida Marlins of the National League. You'll also hear news about baseball in Latin America, Asia, and Europe. Stay tuned. The latest in baseball news from around the world is next on this week's edition of World Baseball Today. World Baseball Today brings the summer game to the world via shortwave radio on Radio Miami International, with top baseball stories from North America, the Caribbean, and Asia. For as little as $10 a week, you can reach listeners in places like Miami, Tampa Bay, Atlanta, Havana, and Mexico with the latest Major League and International Baseball news. Email us at worldbaseballtoday@hotmail.com. World Baseball Today. It's not just America's national pastime anymore. Let's lead off this week's edition of World Baseball Today with news from Major League Baseball. Although the final drawings are months away from being unveiled, preliminary work on the Florida Marlins' new 37,000-seat retractable roof ballpark has begun. The $525 million stadium will be built on the site of football's Orange Bowl, which is already in the process of being demolished. The new ballpark will be among the smallest in the major leagues when it opens in 2011, covering 960,000 square feet of ground. HOK Sports of Kansas City is designing the facility. Marlins team president David Sampson says the month of May is being spent on how the stadium will look inside and out. He says, "We've spent many hours going from room to room with HOK and figuring out exactly what is happening with the stadium. Literally, we're going room by room from the top level of the stadium all the way to the bottom." According to Sampson, the Marlins want to incorporate the ballpark with the Little Havana neighborhood surrounding it. "We want to have the culture of Miami," he says. "For example, we can picture having a place to drink coffee, a place to smoke cigars, a place to have Cuban food. It's really to capture the diversity of our population. We want something for everyone." The new ballpark will have views of downtown Miami. Sampson adds that one thing that will follow the team from Dolphin Stadium to the new ballpark will be affordable tickets. "Let's put it this way," he said, "fans won't be unable to go to the new stadium because of prices." On the playing field, the 19-14 Marlins are in a virtual tie with Philadelphia for first place in the National League East Division. St. Louis has won 7 of 10 games to take the lead in the NL Central with a 22-13 record, giving them a 2.5-game margin over the Chicago Cubs. Arizona's 22-12 record gives them the top record in the league, 3 games ahead of the Los Angeles Dodgers in the NL West. Coming off a banner 2007 campaign, Tampa Bay first baseman Carlos Pena was looking forward to adding to his comeback Player of the Year performance. Pena hit .282 last year, setting Rays season records with 46 homers and 121 RBIs. However, 2008 has not been kind to the cleanup hitter. After wearing the so-called golden sombrero last Tuesday night against Toronto by striking out swinging 4 times in as many trips to the plate, Pena was batting just .207 with 7 homers and 17 RBIs after 33 games, and this was on the heels of a 7-game hitting streak. Despite Pena's struggles, Tampa Bay manager Joe Maddon says he's seen signs that Pena is about to break out of his slump. "I thought he was doing a nice job," Maddon told reporters. "In Boston, he hit a home run and he just missed another home run. A couple good top-spin line drives to right, which tells me he's swinging the bat right." The Rays will need Pena's bat to keep up their surprising start this year. Tampa Bay is in second place currently in the American League East Division at 17-16, 3.5 games behind the 22-14 Boston Red Sox. Minnesota has the top slot in the AL Central with a 17-15 record. They're 1.5 ahead of Cleveland. In the American League West, the Los Angeles Angels and Oakland Athletics are tied for the lead with identical 22-14 records. Coming up next on World Baseball Today, Tigers and Lions continue to ride high in Japan. Former Red Sox pitcher wins his first pro game in 5 seasons, and Manila remains unbeaten in the Philippines League. That's all coming up next on World Baseball Today right here on Radio Miami International. Now for a check of baseball in Asia on World Baseball Today. The Hanshin Tigers and Seibu Lions have opened up their respective leads in Japan's two major leagues. Hanshin has a 23-9-1 record in the Central League, putting them three games ahead of the 19-11-3 Chinichi Dragons. There's a three-way tie between Yomiuri, Yakult, and Hiroshima for third place, 8.5 games out of first place. Yokohama continues to flounder in last place in the CL with just 9 wins in their first 32 games. Yakult's Hiroyasu Tanaka leads the Central League with a .370 batting average, while Chinichi's Kazuki Yoshimi tops league pitchers with a microscopic 0.79 ERA, no doubt helping him build a 4-0 record in 5 starts. In the Pacific League, Seibu is 24-13-1 and have opened up a 5-game bulge over the 20-19-1 Nippon Ham Fighters. SoftBank and Rakuten are tied for third, 5.5 games out of the lead, while Lotte and Oryx bring up the rear. Takeshi Yamasaki of Rakuten has the Pacific League leading .369 batting average. Yamasaki's Golden Eagles teammate, ex-big leaguer Jose Fernandez, is third in the league with a .315 average. Fernandez also has 6 homers and 36 RBIs. Yet another Rakuten player, Hisashi Iwakuma, has the best ERA in Japan with a 0.57 ERA to go with his 4-1 record. Former Boston Red Sox pitcher Jin-Ho Cho won his first professional game in 5 seasons last week, scattering 4 hits over 6 shutout innings and a victory for Samsung over Hanwha in a Korea Baseball Organization game. Cho was signed by the Red Sox out of high school and made 11 starts for Boston between 1998 and 1999, posting a 2-6 record with a 6.52 ERA over 58 innings. One of those wins came in 1999 against the Texas Rangers, whose lineup featured Ivan Rodriguez, Rafael Palmeiro, and Juan Gonzalez. Cho spent 3 seasons in the Red Sox organization before returning home to Korea to pitch for the SK Wyverns. In 2003, he went 4-5 for the Wyverns, winning his last game on August 23rd of that year. Then 29, Cho was then forced to complete his obligations with the South Korean military. Upon finishing his service, he developed elbow ligament problems and had to undergo surgery, missing another 5 months. Cho signed a 50 million won contract with Samsung this season, but was sent to the minors to start the year. He was recalled earlier this month and got the call last Sunday to start against the Eagles. Following his performance, Cho is a likely bet to remain in the Lions' starting rotation for the immediate future. The Manila Sharks raced to an early 6-0 lead over the Dumaguete Unibikers last Sunday and then had to hold on for a 7-5 win to preserve their undefeated record in the Baseball Philippines League standings. Christian Gallego and Edward Lanhicho each had 3 hits and an RBI, while Romel Roja drove in 2 more runs to help Manila reach the 5-0 mark on the spring season. The Sharks lead the BP standings by 2.5 games over Batangas and Cebu, who are both 3-2. Antipolo, Taguig, and Dumaguete are all tied for third at 2-3, while the Makati Mariners continue to struggle at 0-5. Batangas played at a league record 10 runs in the first inning against Makati last Sunday and cruised to a 17-7 win, while Taguig bounced Antipolo 13-4. All 3 games were played in Manila. Coming up next on World Baseball Today, a Mexican team signs Melvin Nieves to a contract. A preliminary Dutch Olympic roster has been announced, and Olympic ticket sales are brisk for Beijing. Those stories coming up next on World Baseball Today here on Radio Miami International. You're listening to World Baseball Today. I'm Bruce Baskin on Radio Miami International. The Laguna Vaqueros have signed former Major League outfielder Melvin Nieves to a contract. The move is meant to bolster the Vaqueros lineup as the first half of the Mexican League season nears its end. A native of Puerto Rico, Nieves signed with the Atlanta Braves in 1988 and made his Major League debut with the Braves in 1992. His most productive years came with Detroit between 1996 and 97, when he bashed 44 homers and drove in 124 runs over those 2 seasons. The 20-year pro baseball veteran attended spring training with Washington this year, but he didn't make the Nats roster and was contemplating retirement before getting the call to Torreon. There's not much Nieves can do for Laguna in the first half. The Vaqueros are 7 games out of first place in the Mexican League's North Division. Monclova and Saltillo are tied for first at 28-14, while Laguna sits at 21-21, 1 game ahead of Chihuahua and 2 games up on Nuevo Laredo. Puebla and Tijuana are 6th and 7th, respectively, while defending champion Monterrey has fallen to last place in the North with a 17-25 record. In the LMB South, 29-13 Yucatan has a comfortable 4.5-game lead over 24-17 Mexico City. Tabasco has moved up to 3rd place, 1 game behind the Diablos Rojos, and a 0.5-game ahead of 4th place Quintana Roo. The South 2nd Division includes Veracruz, Campeche, Minatitlan, and the 9-31 Oaxaca Guerreros. Leaders of the Netherlands national team are preparing for the Beijing Olympics in August, with the 40-man list of potential players announced last week. Listed players all have Dutch passports from birth, although not all were born in Holland. Netherlands manager Robert Eenhoorn, a former Yankees minor league shortstop, will have to deal with the likelihood that many of those players listed won't be available, however. One such player is pitcher Jair Jurgens, who is currently pitching for the Atlanta Braves. Another is Vladimir Ballantyne, who was recently called up to the majors by Seattle and is now the Mariners' starting right fielder. In all, 24 of the listed players are presently performing in the Dutch National League, including former Major League outfielder Eugene Kinsale and pitcher David Bergman. Another 14 are playing in the United States. One player, longtime Mexican League star Charnol Adriana, is playing first base for the Minatitlan Petroleros, although Adriana might be available for the Olympics because the Mexican regular season ends in late July. Finally, ticket sales for this summer's Olympic Games have been busy, according to sources in Beijing. A total of 1.38 million tickets went on sale last week for 244 sessions across 16 sports, including baseball. On the first day, over 320,000 ducats had been purchased by domestic buyers. An article on the International Baseball Federation's website says, quote, reports from officials indicate that as of Tuesday morning, May 6th, the second day of the third round of domestic ticket sales, all baseball tickets were sold out. 8 countries will play baseball at Beijing's Wukong Stadium in August for what is expected to be the final appearance of the sport in Olympic competition. That wraps up this week's edition of World Baseball Today, Shortwave Radio's leading program with news from the world of baseball. We'd love to hear from you. Send us an email at worldbaseballtoday@hotmail.com, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks for listening to our show, and be sure to tune in at the same time next week for our next edition of World Baseball Today on Radio Miami International. Until then, I'm Bruce Baskin reporting. Have a great week.